Hi everyone, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex. Welcome to the Crime Times, where we talk about anything and everything to do with...
This is our last podcast, believe it or not.
That's kind of insane. This has been an interesting journey.
Very interesting.
It's been a fun journey, I think, because, you know, I got to work with you and we got to talk about something that we're passionate about. So that was really nice. It was cool to meet people and do research and kind of get to know all these different stories.
It was definitely very different than what I'm used to, honestly. What about you? Like, I never really thought I would record a podcast.
I never truly did either. I mean, for most assignments in class, I think I've maybe done one podcast and that was for 3 minutes. Oh, and then we did another one for another class. Still, they were very short. I thought I would be doing radio, so this wasn't even on my mind as something to do to begin with.
So we're taking too much time talking about ourselves. Let's talk about the big issue at hand.
Very true. A disturbing video has been released showing the shocking moment a woman pushed a TTC passenger onto the subway tracks. On Sunday, April 17th, 39-year-old Shamza al-Balushi was pushed onto the subway tracks at Bloor Young Station. The video shows Balushi standing on the platform when allegedly 45-year-old Edith Frain approached her from the opposite direction and pushed al-Balushi onto the subway tracks below. Balushi was able to roll from the tracks and avoid being hit by the oncoming train. We're going to play a clip right here of Balushi just explaining more about how she fell and how she saved herself actually from a train.
Next thing I know, I'm flying and I'm under the track. I don't know how I got the strength, but I rolled like a roly-poly to the side in there to squish it in so that train wouldn't, and I was screaming in pain and people are screaming at the same time and the train appeared.
When emergency crews arrived, Balushi was conscious and breathing and she was rushed to the trauma center in stable but serious condition. It was later found that she sustained a broken rib. Balushi said on Tuesday she is still in a lot of pain. Frain was arrested later that day at 6 p.m. at the Finchgove station. Frain is now facing one count of attempted murder in connection with the incident. Police say Frain briefly appeared in court on Tuesday at College Park and the Justice of Peace moved the case to Wednesday. So far, the motivation behind this is unknown and police say there is no connection between the two. Al-Balushi says she is an innocent person and still does not understand why she was attacked. She said she remains terrified about the situation.
That's scary.
It's terrifying. The video, so there was a video obtained by Toronto Star, which I'm going to include below. The video does not show Balushi falling onto the tracks. That's not something that I don't think any of us would have wanted to include anyway, but I wanted to include it just because it might be interesting to some people to kind of see what happened here. This was completely random. Like, you see the video, it's just two women standing there. Frain looks at her for a second and allegedly goes and pushes her.
I saw the video and I couldn't watch it. Like, I watched it the first time and I had to stop.
Yeah, it's so sad and it's terrifying. Something so random can happen. And unfortunately, that's not the only random terrifying thing to happen on the TTC.
On Tuesday night, 30-year-old Mario Greco was sent to the hospital after being stabbed at St. George Station. In what has been called an unprovoked attack, Greco was released from the hospital the same day as he sustained a flesh wound. Greco was on a first date Tuesday with a woman and they were on the subway home at around 11:20 p.m. when a man allegedly sat beside them and asked the woman where she was going. The date responded that that was none of the man's business. After a brief conversation, Greco says the man quickly left, and about 5 minutes later, Greco felt something on his neck. Greco says he didn't immediately grasp what had happened, but once he did, he went to the worst case scenario, as I'm sure we all would. I mean, when you get stabbed, also your mind goes to the worst case scenario. What do you think, Alex?
1,000%. I mean, it's hard because I just couldn't even imagine something like this happening. I feel like I would be like Greco in the situation where I wouldn't even grasp it at first. And then I would. And as you'll hear in the clip next, he thought he was going to die. And I would feel the exact same way.
5 minutes later, randomly, I felt something on my neck out of nowhere. And I don't know, at that moment, it started to feel like a dream. My main focus was to ensure that I wasn't going to die, right? Because like I was thinking, like, as when I got stabbed, I was like, this might be my final hour. Like, unbelievable, right? So thankfully, it didn't hit the jugular.
Wednesday evening, police announced the arrest of 23-year-old Danta Easterbrook, and he has been charged with assault with a weapon.
Now, I'm going to say unfortunately again, because there have been two other instances that have occurred either in the TTC station or outside of the TTC station just in the last month. On April 12th, which was only last week, at around 9:30 p.m., a man allegedly put a victim in a chokehold at Pioneer Village Station, robbed them, and knocked them unconscious. The Toronto police are still looking for this man. A picture has been included below. He's described as a man, like I said, wearing a black North Face jacket with black pants. Not only this, but our last episode, we spoke about the tragic passing of Seneca student Kartik Vasudev, the 21-year-old man shot multiple times outside of Shoreborne Station.
So now we're just going to talk about what's going to be done in the future to try and avoid random attacks like this. Toronto Mayor John Tory met with the TTC CEO Rick Leary and Toronto Police Chief James Raymer Thursday morning in the wake of the incidents to discuss TTC safety. And Tory said they will increase the visibility of police officers in the station over the next coming days. Because this has triggered a debate on more safety for the stations and the incident with Albalushi, this has called for safety barriers on the edge of all subway platforms. Tory said in his statement that the TTC continues to be a safe place to travel in Toronto, while still highlighting that everyone has been troubled by the incidents. The TTC is hiring 56 new special constables for security as well.
Yeah, they gotta
vamp it up.
Yeah, they gotta vamp up security. Really bad, it looks like. As of the moment, all of these incidents are considered random by the Toronto police. John Tory did say in his statement that a lot of incidents that happen with the TTC can be linked back to addiction and mental illness, saying, "I think I'm fair in saying that the issue of mental health and the related issue of substance issues that people have is a huge contributor to a lot of what we're seeing, not just on the TTC, but elsewhere. And it is high time that we had a proper health response for this." He said those experiencing these issues needs to seek help and treatment, and he called on provincial governments of those areas to do more. So what do you think, Sarah? This is weird, right? I don't know how else to say it. It's weird.
Personally, my dad has told me that he now doesn't want me subwaying.
Oh, I said to my parents, actually, before we recorded this, I said to them, this is why I don't want to take the TTC. This is why I get scared to take public transport.
Yeah, so now my dad, he obviously always offered, but now he absolutely will pick me up from work. Like, last night he was late, and it wasn't even a question for me to meet him at a subway station. He was like, no, wait at work.
This just seems like a lot. I understand the mayor is saying that there is no spike, so it has to be considered, you know, still considered safe, but really, four instances this close to each other and the TTC is still considered safe? Not to mention, I am surprised that we have not had safety rails on those platform edges sooner, by the way. Honestly, just the amount of times I've been approached by really creepy people in itself is enough. Like, we've needed a beefed up security on the TTC for a while. Like, but it's unfortunate this had to happen. Something like this shows you that having to be on guard at the TTC looks to be necessary. Well, being on a guard anywhere you're going, but especially on the TTC, apparently.
You can never let your guard down.
Our condolences again to Kartik Vasudev. our thoughts are out to Abolushi Greco, the victim who was robbed. Our thoughts are out to all of you right now, and this is such an unfortunate thing that happened, and something kind of I remember putting in the article for Kartik was, I am ashamed that this happened again in our country, in our city.
Well, we hate to end on such a sad, scary note, but it's what's happening and it's real.
A picture of the man who allegedly did the robbing will be below, as well as a video, the video of Belushi being pushed. Again, that's more of a disturbing caution warning. If you don't want to see something like that, please don't watch it. You don't have to. We're playing Belushi's clip so that you know what happened. Belushi will explain it to you if you don't want to see it.
And that's it.
Thanks so much.
Next week.
Yeah, we won't see you next week.
It's sad to say that, but it kind of feels good.
Yeah, we're done. We're graduated.
Woo!
Yay!
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks guys. Have a good one. And this has been the Crime Times.
Bye.
Bye.